Sam from Flo San Diego wants to introduce you to some of the best dance music artists in the scene. Flo San Diego.
Hey guys, this is Sam from Glow San Diego, and I'm here with Son Holo. Hi, how are you?
Hello, Sam. I'm great. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course. And as a producer, artist, beat maker, and you're kind of a boba maker, I hear. What's your infatuation with boba?
Oh, man, it's just this drink that I've fallen in love with and I'm kind of addicted to. It's really bad. I just keep drinking it.
You have a boba addiction. I know, I see it all over the place. Everybody goes, I'm 50% happy, 50% boba. Thank you, Son Holo. And I go, there has got to be some inspiration behind this. Do you just go places and start selling your own brand of boba at this point?
No, it just kind of, I don't know what happened, but for some reason people started to notice that I really like boba tea and they started to recognize me in boba shops. And we're actually doing like regular boba meetups now in different cities. Where I just like meet up with people that listen to my music and we drink boba and talk about life.
I gotta say, that is the ultimate coin snack because boba is one of my favorite drinks also. I'm a big hot Cheetos girl, but do you drink it with your Thai tea or what do you usually get it with?
I drink oolong, like roasted oolong, milk tea, and I recently discovered cheese foam, which is really, really good.
Okay.
Have you ever tried it?
Cheese no,
foam
I haven't.
Topping? Try it.
Yeah, you're inspiring me to try new drinks now. So obviously this has nothing to do with your culture because you're Dutch. So do you think that being Dutch has inspired anything with your music or?
I don't know. I think growing up in Holland, everyone is always very down to earth. And we have a really weird saying that goes like, act normal because you're already crazy enough. And I don't know how that influenced me specifically, but I just feel like when I tour in America, everything is so over the top and so crazy and everyone's like so excited. And sometimes I like struggle to fathom all the excitement and around my music. It's just very hard to relate sometimes because I'm like, I'm just a normal guy.
Yeah. And what is the biggest inspiration to you when it comes to writing?
Well, honestly, life and all the ups and downs that we all go through as human beings. It's, you know, I feel like, especially with social media these days, everything is kind of pictured as happy and good and beautiful. But I think it's very important to be honest and also show the ups and downs, you know?
Yeah, of course. And, you know, Light is still an iconic song during festival season. I hear it literally everywhere. It's incorporated in a lot of mixes and sets. And are there any artists in particular that have included your music in their DJ sets that you were pretty excited about?
Oh, honestly, I hear it everywhere too whenever I play the festival. Sometimes the DJ before me sometimes makes the mistake of playing it too. Because he just like everyone puts it in their sets in some way. I've heard everyone play it, to be honest, like literally everyone. I heard Madion play it the other day and it was like, wow, that's cool.
Yeah, of course. And I mean, it's cool to be able to have people that, you know, artists that are appreciating your work and being able to put it in there. Is there anybody you're a fan of that have like supported your music and you just go, wow, my song was just in their DJ set. That is surreal.
Yeah, back in the days, I was pretty excited that Porter Robinson supported me and played my music out live. That was really a great compliment to me.
Yeah, of course. And moving away from Light, your brand new single, Honest, with Broods, how was working with her?
Really great, yeah. We wrote that song so long ago, like over 2 years ago. And for some reason, we never really released it because the timing was not right. But I feel like the timing is perfect now, and we're going to release it this Friday.
Yeah, I'm really excited about that. And I know she's kind of more of an alternative, but crosses over in dance. How do you guys know each other? What's your relationship?
I was actually doing a lot of writing sessions in LA 3 years ago, and we just did a session together, and this song happened, and it was one of the first songs I wrote in a session. It was just special right away. And over 3 years that we have not released it, it still remained very special. So I'm very happy we get to release it now.
Yeah, and Honest is the title of this song. All of your songs hold a lot of weight. They're all really simple, you know, light, honest. You know, you have these really cool, I mean, vibrancy, honesty are all really attractive words. There's a theme in your songs and your song titles.
I guess so. I'm not exactly sure what it is. It's just, I think I like real life situations and I appreciate the little things that that happen all around us. And I just, I'm not very much of a fairy tale person or like but I like words that are very imaginative. Like, I just want to see the light. It can mean a lot of things to different people.
And what does it mean to you?
I just want to see the light. Well, even though it's labeled as a kind of a positive song, I wrote it in a time where I was very lost and very, you know, I just wanted to see the light. I wanted to figure some things out in my life. And that, to me, that's what that song is about.
Definitely. And how would you describe your style to someone who has never heard your music before? Because you have this organic feel to all of your songs. And when I was listening and spending some time with Honest, I go, this song reminds me of Light. You know, you have a very familiar sound.
Cool. That's the biggest compliment someone can give me. I want people to hear Son Holo the first minute they put on my song, you know, even without hearing my name or the artists around it. I just want people to hear in the sound of the song that it's my song. And I guess you calling it organic is great, because that's what I want it to be. I want it to feel organic. I actually have been using a lot of guitars lately in my music. So I'm kind of combining real instruments with electronic music. So I guess it's kind of indie EDM.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, another thing is you actually were in bands before this, and I heard that you just kind of got bored of being in a band, and that's when you started to really create electronic music. Is that right?
That's kind of right, yeah. I never really got bored of it, but being in a band is such a hard thing because there are so many people involved. And I just wanted to do a project that was just me, and I could make the decisions, and I could kind of, you know, go way faster that way. And that's when Son Holo was born, you know?
Yeah, definitely. It's much more of a lifestyle feel. You got that melodic type music. Like, where would you want your listeners to be when they're listening to your music, aside from a festival?
Honestly, I think what I try to do is I try to make music that works at a festival, but still also works if you're in the bus looking out of the window, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's very dreamlike, and I don't know what my music is good for. To forget your problems or to actually think about them more deeply or from a different perspective.
Yeah, and where did the percentage sign come from in your newest album? It was meant to represent happiness, but I feel like that's also another trending thing that you have going for you right now.
Oh, the percentage is to show how blessed you are. One day my friend asked me, hey, Son, are you feeling blessed today? And I said to him, I feel about 80% blessed. And he was like, really? I feel about 81% blessed. And that's what kind of became a thing. I started tweeting it, and now everyone is kind of using it and putting it in their usernames to kind of show how they are feeling inside, how blessed their day is.
Yeah, I mean, and if you see somebody and they say 20%, you know that they're probably not having the best day. But if they're at a full 80 to 100, they are feeling grateful and blessed.
Exactly. And it's kind of the perfect way to tell someone how you're feeling without saying too many words, you know, because it's always very complicated. If someone asks you how are you feeling, there's so many things going on in your life probably that you don't have the time to really explain. But if you say, hey, I'm feeling like 40%, it's actually perfect.
Why would 40% be perfect?
Oh, I mean, like the describing how you feel in the percentage is perfect, but 40% would be on the low side, but could be way worse still.
Yeah, definitely. And on your worst days, do you kind of reach out to your fans and let them know what percent you're at?
Yeah, and the beautiful thing about the percentages is that you can boost each other's percentages by reaching out to each other. So if someone is feeling like a very low 30%, someone who's a very solid 80% can reach out to you and boost your percentage up. And actually, it will boost both of your percentages because helping people is great.
And featured on Anna Leno's Red Bull Remix Lab series. And you remixed like a Sufjan Stevens song, and it was amazing. I know that you
thank
kind
you,
of appropriate.
You.
Yeah. Do you have anything else going on similar to that that we can look out for?
And other than that, I'm working on a lot of music for for this year, actually. A lot of music is going to come out in 2020. And I'm just trying to stay vibrant out here.
Yeah, stay vibrant. Well, we're really excited to feature Honest on Glow on Friday. Can you say something to our listeners before they hear the song?
Of course, yeah. Everyone who listens to the song, I hope you get a feeling of vibrancy that I'm trying to spread. I hope you enjoy the song, and all I can say is have a blessed day.
Thanks so much, son.
Thank you.